You are listening to Real World News.
Arbitrary arrest and charges brought against Berta Cáceres, leader of the Civic Council of Popular Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, COPIN. On Friday the 24th, on the 53rd day of the roadblock in Rio Branco carried out by the Lenca indigenous communities in rejection to the Agua Zanca hydroelectric project, two members of COPIN were arrested, Berta Cáceres and indigenous journalist Tomás Gómez, in a context of repression against popular organizations in that Central American country since the coup d'état of 2009. The news were spread immediately at the international level, resulting in Tomás' release first and Berta's release on Saturday the 25th, according to Berta herself in a phone interview with Real World Radio. Between 15 and 20 Honduran police and army officers participated in this operation, described by Berta as illegitimate. The activists were arrested without a warrant, and despite the fact that the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights issued a precautionary measure in favor of Berta Cáceres after having received multiple death threats. Despite she was released less than 24 hours later, a complaint was filed by the local prosecutor's office that prevents her from leaving the country while her situation clears up. The project in question is being developed by transnational corporation Desa Sino Hidroficosa, with Chinese and Chilean capitals, among others, and a reservoir will be built to keep the waters of Rio Branco and Rio Galiquerque. This will force the displacement of Lenca communities and entire populations who have been denied access to their water since the beginning of the works. Berta said that there have been individual and collective human rights violations at the blockade site and that the military officers have been very aggressive with her and with Tomás. After their arrest, there were several assumptions about their leader's whereabouts, since their arrest was not recorded at the police headquarters of Santa Barbara municipality. Tomás also talked to Rio World Radio and said that his vehicle was thoroughly searched and despite not having any illegal possessions, they were surrounded, threatened and arrested, in spite of the military forces not having authorization to do so. For this reason, the officers called the police, who arrived in vehicles from the company in charge of the building of the Agua Zanca project. Berta Cáceres was charged with weapon possession and was ordered to appear at the police headquarters every week and to stay in the country. The trial against the leader will begin on June the 13th, he added. The military officers were the ones who planted the weapon so that they could arrest us. They always look for a way to mess up with our friends, he added. If Berta hadn't been released, there would have been huge mobilizations in several municipalities. Tomás says that they are both are right and that they were not beaten during the arrest, and he added that the community response was to strengthen the resistance and continue with the blockade. What bothers the regime the most is that communities are mobilizing, far from being afraid, because they are aware of the value of the natural resources of their territories, said Tomás. The humanitarian situation in Honduras worsens by the day, and the organizations believe that most communities are threatened, militarized, and under a permanent state of siege, which will be even worse with the coming presidential elections planned for November.
You are listening to Real World News.